It does look like Carly, right? All right, are we recording?
We're recording now because we don't have a goddamn intro. All
right, so this is technically the beginning of the show.
These are the first words people are hearing at the start of this episode.
All right, why is this big-titted cunt doing radio standing up in the studio next to us?
She just wants to show off her tits. You answered your own question. She's a skinny girl with big tits. This is...
That's like an A, B
cut. I usually don't give a shit.
Now your mic's on, Arena.
Thanks so much.
Like, she's not even dressed that sexy, but yeah, like, if you could see her fucking tits,
she's out of
her
sweater. No, she's out of her burka, which is a danger.
I'm
going to
say
Will.
This right now. I've dated girls like this who are very skinny with what you don't think are like massive tits, but they're big. They get naked. Their tits look so stupidly big on their fucking body. It's
charmed
great.
Life of John Papa George.
It's only been a couple.
The dollar bills amazing. Fall out of the cunt.
I want to shoot
you
myself
bang them
in
so
the
hard,
right
a diamond
now.
Tumbles out their asshole. You know how I do.
Yeah, nice fucking turd cutter on her too.
She is not bad looking.
What's
I have,
a turd cutter? Is that an ass?
Yeah. Fart locker.
Shit splitter.
Log jammer.
Wow.
Someone skipped biology.
I can see why your guys' love life is so fulfilling.
We're doing great. Just thank you very much. You're listening to another enlightening Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. That masculine, gruff voice you heard belonged to Arena Davinsky.
Oh!
And that, yes, and the
I
other
love
one.
I nice tits on a nice frame.
Is Will Papa Giorgio. You want to get a hold of us because you heard that introduction. You're like, hey, I'm a girl. I wanted to be belittled like some sort of piece of meat. Or you're like, I'm a guy. That's how I think. I fuck a lot of girls with tiny waists and big tits, and then they pay me afterward, too.
If
I
you're
can
a
relate.
Guy, definitely DM your cock pics to at Grace Sky Eternal.
Wait, you get DM pictures, can you?
Yeah, it's dumb, though, because they'll show up, I believe, on the public Twitter feed.
Oh, is that what happened to Anthony Weiner?
I think so, yeah.
We're like a warning for that. We talk about it on
every
show.
Oh, every show. And thank God I never did anything too embarrassing. I pretty much was talking to one person about this chick I wanted to fuck, though. And I was sending all these like pictures. And she was on Twitter talking to me a lot. And would stalk my profile. And suddenly, like, this person has shared the following pictures. Like, the final four are like her and her bra and underwear or whatever.
Oh, you actually did it?
Well, I was DMing pictures of this
right.
chick to another person.
But you actually did that?
Yeah, and it showed up on the public feed. I was like, yeah, and I had to delete
it.
I had to delete that shit. Toot sweet.
Did you ever fuck the girl?
No. I did not fuck
her. Tragic
them.
End to a tragic story.
Yeah, just all sadness. Why is Arena? You're just staring at me like a broken rape victim.
I feel like I've been violated.
She's been usurped.
I felt safer being at a further distance
from
the bulge
how long,
in Will's pants.
Do you know how long Veronica put up with this?
And now she and I are best of friends.
Exactly.
And I'll try to pump a load in her cunt.
It all works itself out. Maybe you'll get a load pumped in your cunt by Romeo over here, as he put it.
As you know what we mean.
As Cyrano over here put it. Maybe he'll jam his log inside your twat lips if you play your cards right.
In your pooter.
In papasbasement.com, that's the show website. It's got all of my writing. It's got all the episodes of the show. We upload them right there. Go to that. Go to there. As I put it eloquently. Go to that thing. You
that's
can
how
well also
the lady's directions.
Go to that thing.
Why does this fucking cum pig keep walking behind the desk?
Yeah, she is a cum pig. Like the Motorhead logo.
She knows
logo.
You want it, and she's trying to tease you.
The cum pig. The world-famed cum pig on Lemmy's
See how
on
she
Lemmy's
keeps
test.
Not looking at you? That means she wants you.
I think she's trying to do some sort of shit radio
no,
show.
No, I don't get what's going on here. Yeah, we'll interrupt the introductions for a second. The studio next to us, a lot of times there is empty. When it is filled, 99% of the time, it's someone I don't want to fuck. And randomly enough, there's a skinny girl, big tits, and she's standing at one of the guest mics because all of these studios are set up in the same way with a board and one host mic coming out of the board and then three guest mics facing the other way. For some reason, she's at one of the guest mics and she looks like she's telling a story and thinks she's really interesting, but she just has big tits. And she keeps running around once her mic is killed to the board side of the studio where the host is seated. And I really don't know what's going on. The host looks like some big fat guinea wop. I love you. Yeah, he's just some big grease ball. I don't know what the hell he's doing. He's obviously sniffing around those panties, but not pulling them down.
His big Shylock nose.
He's a mess.
Do you think she came in for a tour of the studio?
I don't know. She's
she's texting on the air. That's interesting.
Well, mic is dead, and they're playing actual music. Always boils my fucking nuts when people play music
spinning the hits
in this studio. I can't tell you how many times people do a radio show and it's like, you know why I'm doing this radio show? Because I want people to know about artists they wouldn't otherwise know about. You know what does that? Last FM or whatever the hell Spotify is, it does it 100 times more effectively than your faggot radio show ever could.
They should
sorry
just put
to
on
burst
their
your
jeans
bubble
then.
People should listen to Pavement.
Music radio is
yeah
dead. Exactly. Oh, this is the new Fugazi. It's no place for that. You want to do anything in radio right now, make it personality or sports. Otherwise, there's no fucking point. Arena, you're in the right place to make your radio dreams happen. You're only on the hottest up-and-coming show of 2007. Still going places, kids.
What, this?
It's 2008, right?
I don't know when we were founded.
I think it's seven.
It was seven. We had the fifth anniversary in August of 2012.
Oh.
Wow. Been a lot of time there. Well spent. So back to the show.
It's all worth it because you can look at this fucking big titted cunt.
This has definitely been the highlight of the last 3 months, shall we say, on the air. Except for that time Arena bent over and forgot she's wearing underwear. And then her asshole gaped because the wind hit it just right.
I wish we were in that moment right now.
Wait,
be
what
better
happened
than this? No,
I made that up.
Oh.
I made every last bit up. I've never seen Arena's gaped asshole.
No.
I don't
think my well.
I think it's on display in her profile pic on Facebook.
Look up John Papagiorgio's friend Arena Divinsky for confirmation.
Is that really your last name?
Yeah, she's Divinsky.
Yeah.
Are you a Polish Jew?
I'm a Russian Ukrainian. As you asked me earlier if I spoke Russian.
All right.
I am a Jew. Good job.
Let's get the plugs out.
Wait,
in Pop is basic.
Let's see if her story checks out. What's Russian for yes?
Duh.
All right, she's telling the truth.
Russian for vodka?
Yeah, God damn, that's my next question.
That one I don't know.
Oh.
It's like that shitty, what was that soccer movie with Will Ferrell where like his brother is 40 years younger than him? With
I'm just thinking Ladybugs.
The lawyer from The Godfather.
Oh, Robert
Bobby
Duvall. Bobby D. Your good friend Bobby D.
What?
I don't remember. I don't.
There's some
Sidekicks.
Yeah, there you go.
No, Sidekicks was like a horrible fucking Mr. Miyagi movie, I think.
I don't know. There's some movie where it's like Will Ferrell is Robert Duvall's son, and then he marries, you know, like some younger chick and has like a kid that's now five. And so Will Ferrell's the coach of an opposing team, and like the whole gag is like you have this little kid calling him bro.
Kicking and screaming.
There you go.
Oh! Nice.
You can be
nice.
Sam Roberts. Just Google whatever we talk about.
So,
was that an opening, Anthony? Yes.
It was. You need to Our listen friend. To them. They're good.
I do.
Do you sometimes. Really?
I mean, I don't have a subscription to.
Oh, so you pirate it? What's your social security number, criminal?
What's yours, Will? That's what mine is. Because I'll steal yours.
Good one.
Oh.
Because you're a Jew.
Yeah.
Sneaky.
All right, let's get rolling with an actual show.
He really is like a 5-year-old.
Me on Twitter, at Papa's Basement. Will on Twitter, at Gray Sky Eternal, and at Billy Basil, gray with an E. And Arena is at Girl Knows Sports, but after the last show, I don't know.
Saints are in the AFC.
Next thing we're going to see, Will run into the other studio and call the Italian guy a meatball.
He'd do worse than that. That would be like the PG version of Will, like when they do those Hallmark movies about shock jocks. And it's like, did you see what Hillary Banks, or not Hillary Banks, goddammit, Heather Banks.
We'll see if fucking olive oil over there can deep throw
a
can of spinach.
We really should switch seats. I don't think you're going
to
stop.
Will, you need to focus. We got three topics today. One is a very well-crafted movie bit Arena has cooked up for us involving Oscar picks.
Wait,
why? Because someone did some prep here?
Yeah, it's
good prep. No,
I
like it.
How can you beat our riffing right now? This is radio gold, Jared.
This comedic jazz.
This is the radio equivalent of the Ovaltine bit with Banya.
What
do they call it? Ovaltine.
All right.
Shouldn't it be Roundtine? Jew.
We got that. We got in the wake of the whole Manti Te'o scandal, four Redskins have come forward saying they were duped by a fake online woman.
But there's like nothing. Like you basically just
it was
explain
me.
The show. Or the story, excuse me.
Yeah, there's not too much like, beyond it,
there's
but it's
no
still
names,
funny.
There's no details, there's nothing.
And then we can also talk about these pictures from the set of Jailbreakers, which look like underage poontang in the best of ways, and I kind of want to take my laptop into the crapper.
All right, let's start with that.
And pleasure myself, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
I
can see the thumbnails. We're going to finish with that because we're never going to go anywhere.
Yeah, we will.
That.
I don't like teenage pussy, so it won't take long.
What? What?
What is the obsession with being a fucking pedo?
Not underage pussy. That was kind of for color. But like, who doesn't want to fuck a hot 19-year-old? Well,
me.
No, it's weird. I actually went on a date with a 19-year-old real skinny piece of ass. And
what if I've never seen these fucking like skinny, big-titted like teenagers you're fucking?
Because I don't bring them home.
Oh.
I go out. Whenever I've disappeared for a few hours, I'm trying to drain my balls on someone. And then I come back home.
All right.
Does my story check out? Did I stutter?
We could go with that Redskin story because I just found a really good article on it. With
hold on,
great
I want to
opening.
Show you this picture first from Spring Breakers.
All right, let me.
What is this you're talking about?
It's this horrible movie that has Selena Gomez, was it Vanessa Hudgens?
I don't know, but look at the shitters on those pigs.
And Jesus. Then two other broads. And yeah,
who the fuck are you? The worst pickup line guy from the 80s?
Yeah, because that was acceptable in the 80s. You would walk out with your slick back Patrick Bateman hair.
Hey, pigs,
lady.
Suck on these balls.
Pigs, can I see your spread assholes, please?
Don't just
no, I'm loving it, though. Look at Selena Gomez.
Come see me about a job later at the club.
Wait,
bada-bing.
Those two are famous?
Yeah, the right one's Selena Gomez. I know.
Isn't she like a Disney bitch?
Yeah.
And banging Bieber?
That's why Bieber
yeah,
had
it looks
to
like
break
it's
up
the start
her.
Of a fucking gonzo porn.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Like Max Hardcore.
Like
about
hot rods
aside.
And tailpipe. Jeez.
Yeah. And just chicken.
Wait, that's Bieber's girlfriend?
Yeah.
Not anymore. They broke up.
Is it for realsies this time, Arena?
It's for real.
That little fucking fagel. I couldn't handle that.
I know. He's such a little queen.
James Franco is in this movie.
Yeah, he's for the ladies.
He can't handle that either.
James Franco, every chick wants to fuck James Franco. Like, if I could physically appear
her fucking
as a person,
mud pipe needs some serious inches, if you know what I mean.
He would be in the top three for easy access. James Franco just does not look like he's interested in pussy, though. Like, not that he's gay,
or
but he
anything.
Just seems like, yeah, exactly. He just seems like he wants to smoke weed, play Xbox 360.
And be aloof.
Like, yeah. He's already had enough pussy. Like, he's...
Yeah, he's probably pussed out.
Well, he got in trouble at, like, NYU for falling asleep during class.
Really? Yeah.
Why would you be famous and rich, to college,
and
then sleep through
so
class?
He seems so lazy, though. Like, I don't even think he's fucked
he
a ton
sleeping,
of girls.
He was just stoned.
I think he's fucked, you know, whatever respectable number, maybe like 50 or 70 or 100. And he's just like, I'm pussed out. I don't really need it. I've been there. I've done that. Arena, thoughts?
I just want to read the plot of this movie.
For Spring Breakers?
But I feel like we should
Go through more of these pictures.
We should start the theme of what this show is going to be about later on when we get into the Academy Awards.
I love it. Just look up. I'm on
tits, ass, and pussy.
What would Tyler Durden do?
WWTD. Yeah, let me look on my phone. Cause, like,
just look up the Spring Breakers photos. They're fucking, I don't know. They just
how
do it for
it?
Me. What do you mean?
Like on the website.
What do you,
I think of the top two stories right now.
Cool. What do you think this movie's about?
Spring Breakers?
Yeah.
Well, I think you're trying to engage me with my gift.
You my have gift, a gift, which is...
I put to use on the website when I review movies I haven't seen. Remue is what cats do. Get it? So I can look at just a few things about Spring Breakers, for example, and I can tell you the entire movie's plot. Now, we've got James Franco.
She got no tits in her face.
Yeah, they're all very titless, but they're all skinny, and they look like you could just bounce them up and down on a cock. Like,
now she looks like she's 12 and like an underage sex slave. But
everything you said got me hard.
Ew.
That fucking turd cutter was nice, but like just the ass shot, that is fucking hot.
It's dirty as shit.
So, what do you think this movie is about,
oh,
John?
Yeah.
They're handcuffed and one's spreading her fucking ass cheeks
Spring
apart.
Breakers. So it's not, we're going with a clever pun in the title.
She looks like she's about to put in a fucking Preparation H suppository.
Yeah, it's hot. So it's not just spring break girls, it's spring breakers. I bet they're like safe crackers or some bullshit like that. I bet they're thieves of some sort. James Franco, he can never play a cop. You would
God
think
damn, now that tits look good.
You could
ooh.
Never
really
put him in a cop role.
Yeah.
We just got Will looking
nice
at Spring Breakers pictures. They're good, man. I'll definitely jack my way through
Why
that
Why does
one.
She look like white and nice in the one picture, and then the other she looks brown and therefore
undesirable? Who, Gomez?
Yeah.
She's half Italian, half Mexican. So
weird
I guess
fucking
it's just
lit.
Different.
Who's that blonde bitch?
I don't know. Chick I'd fuck, number three.
Yeah. So
he can't be a cop, but he's the male lead. So I bet he's like some drug kingpin they owe money to that's chasing them.
Right.
And they're
nice.
They're going to turn their lives around over the course of this spring break. They're going to learn that crime doesn't pay. And I bet three of the four get like nice boyfriends. And then one who's the wild one of the bunch, she kind of like goes off and does something silly but not criminal at the end.
Jesus Christ.
Do you want to know what it's really about?
Okay.
This
Tell
ain't
me.
That was actually pretty close, and I would actually rather see that movie.
Okay. Describe what Spring Breakers is actually about.
First of all, this movie was selected.
It'd be funny if he gives that description. It's just about them sucking a bunch of black dick.
It did get an R rating.
And go.
Spring Breakers is R?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Maybe they pull out their little itty bitties.
Dude, they itty bitties. Those are all like fucking like perfectly shaped C/Ds.
What? Those are little tiny frames. All right, give me the plot of the movie. I'm curious.
No,
so
those
the actual
are at least
plot
C's, man.
It's about these four college-age girls who've been friends since grade school, best friends.
I'm lost already.
They
Fuck
live
this.
Together in a dorm.
Fuck
and
this.
In order to pay for spring break, they go and try to rob a fast food restaurant.
Okay, there's thieving.
So and, where do all these bikini shots come
when
in?
They get busted in Florida...
Trying to rob.
James Franco, whose character's name is Alien, is an arms and a drug dealer.
Oh, he's a criminal. So far, John's doing pretty well.
And he bails them out to do some dirty work.
Yeah, which is more
what?
Crime shit. Because
Suck
there's no
dick
way
for money. What is it?
Yeah, there's no way like what you just described takes place in the first 8 minutes. And the other 82 minutes is them fucking on screen.
God, look
and
at
the quote-unquote dirty work.
Dude, look at the tits on that one in the pink bikini.
Well, I don't have x-ray vision. Throw it over here. Let me look.
Wow.
Look at that fucking dumpster.
That's Hudgens.
She is
what?
Hot.
That's Vanessa Hudgens, yeah.
And that fucking Fagula Zac Efron was supposed... Oh!
I know. That's why life sucks.
I didn't know these bitches were packing tits like that.
Yeah, they ain't bad. I mean, they're like... You have to appreciate they're very tiny and their tits aren't that big, but they're getting like pushed up like hell.
Yeah, you're right. It's probably all fucking chicanery.
Whatever. They're good and in shape.
Who's this Ashley Benson girl?
She's one of the spring breakers. Duh.
Duh.
Don't you know anything? You're our entertainment girl. Certainly not girl knows gossip.
Breaking. I don't know shit.
Girl knows shit.
Oh, she was in Bring It On.
Right. Was she like one of the little sisters in that movie?
I have
she
no
looks
idea.
Like she's 14 in these pictures, for fuck's sake.
Gucci Mane is also in this movie.
Oh, no. Oh, he is one of the black cocks that gets sucked. Will was right about everything.
Hold on. Let me take a phone call.
What, you need to go outside? Okay, take
yeah,
a phone
go
call.
Ahead. Yeah. Get out of here. We can tease our next bit.
Well, okay, yeah. That was the tease of the next bit. I think you're going to feed me something movie-related. And I have to guess the topics or explain it. It's
so,
now that he's gone, you can talk. Enjoy it.
Yeah, thank
Gasp
God.
Gasp for air.
Let me do this quick.
Yeah, get it out there.
The door, actually. So the Academy Awards are coming up, and I thought it'd be really funny.
They are. We just had the Golden Globes. That was the one where everyone drinks, and Jodie Foster kind of came out, but didn't.
She had already come out.
She's never come out officially.
She kind of did. She said, "Who the fuck really needs
she's
to
never,
come out?"
She's never done the bow finger to the corners of her mouth and gone, nah, 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 if you know
I
what
like
I mean.
That.
Yeah.
That's not official.
That would be a classy way to do it. And funny.
So I thought it'd be funny, since nobody ever knows like what movies they're talking about. Usually, I mean,
well,
yeah,
what
we've had
happened
some...
the last couple of years, they've broadened every category, or at least the big categories, to go from, I want to say, 4 or 5 nominees to 10-ish. So
yeah,
it goes down the totem pole of quality quite a bit. Some of those last few things that get nominated. I mean, like that Dukes of Hazzard remake we mentioned in the last episode. That was probably a pussy hair short of missing it had it come out in like 2009 or so.
Had Jessica waxed a little earlier in the month.
Yeah. Now, okay, back to what you're saying, friend.
So there's, I thought we would go through some of the movies that are nominated for Best Picture that people may not have heard of yet.
All right, so back to these pictures.
No, we're wrapped up with that.
And John would describe what the movie's about without having seen it.
I can do this. I can knock this out of the park. And are you going to play trailers? You're going to read the Wikipedia to tell me what it's actually about or what? And what if I've actually heard of the movie?
Well, a bunch of these you have.
Okay.
There's a bunch that have been nominated. But like...
I haven't seen them, mind you, so we can still play. But
yeah.
I don't know if it works if I've even heard the details.
I think... I don't know if it will. Let's just do the foreign films then.
Let's do it. Let's do it. So you're going to go down the list of best foreign films. And I think what we did in the prep session, we had one of those for 10 minutes or so.
We did. I played 30 seconds of the clip.
Yeah.
And from that, you have to guess.
Wait, do I get to play this too?
I guess.
Yes.
Yes, you can also play.
Can I go first every time?
And just say, look at these whore's tits. That's that's what he was saying in his Fagola language.
That's the old me.
There's
Will's all better
he's
now.
He's changed now.
Ever
Would you get some
phone
pussy
call?
Or something? So when I play this,
so
do you want me to just put my...
me your number in the restroom.
Are you doing like every category? Like...
No, we're just going down the list of foreign films, which...
Oh, okay. Wait, so there's a category best foreign film?
I'm going to... Yeah.
All right.
What sucks is I don't think you're going to be able to feed the laptop's audio through the board, so we might have to really... Will, say the word you love most.
Cunt?
No.
Oh.
I know what you're going
to
say.
Yeah, we might have to that rig this.
Yeah.
And,
I couldn't believe he didn't know it.
No, that's my second favorite word.
And then put the... Kind of the microphone.
Okay, that's
up
what I was
going to
do.
See tops
end.
Should I just put this other one right here? There?
Yeah, that would work. You could wheel that one over. I can pot up its levels. Profesionale. That's what we say in Spanish about my show.
The microphones are bumping uglies.
Bend it down.
Why don't
girl.
You use three and put four on the laptop?
Or just hold three down.
Hold on.
Like a woman refusing to give
fellatio. I was going to say, Will should be good at this. Oh, thank you. Look at him being useful.
Bully for that.
Let's see.
Rigger.
Piece of shit, actually.
Well, don't tighten it too much. It's plastic, man. You'll crack it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. What happened?
It's good. It's fine.
No, like
it's still good. It's still good.
This will not tighten.
Okay.
Are we getting audio?
Hold on.
Don't tell mom.
I am getting ugly tinny audio, but I am getting audio.
It's discernible, at least.
It's working. Okay.
Your audio sounds horrible because you're picking up on two mics.
Here, I'll move over here. Is
Thank
that
you.
Better?
It'll be your favorite show ever because it's double the you.
Yes, so much me.
You're coming out in weird stereo. Here, I'm just going to kill it until you want to play a clip for us. Now, give the title of the movie... And I guess we can...
I'll tell you the country it's from.
Okay, I was going to say, I'm good at guessing that, though. I know how them other people talk.
Well, this first one is tricky.
I bet I could get
What's
it.
The country?
The country is Austria.
Fake Germany. Germany's Canada.
The even Nazier Germans.
And they gave their movie a French title. Amour.
Die!
Fucking tricky.
Amour. Okay, ready?
That's Italian, you dumb bitch.
All right, ready?
All right.
Take it on.
Okay, mic's on. I'm killing your mic. Now it's just this other mic that's on.
Any fucking day, sweetheart.
The sound of white noise, as Anthrax would say.
It's about to go.
Okay. Sad piano music.
Piano, of course.
Oh, does someone have a terminal disease? A lot of thrashing. Okay.
Hello?
Quand je suis entré, that's pig, I think.
Wait, why are they talking French?
It's probably like foreign finance. Hold on, let's figure
out. Well, how the fuck are we supposed to guess this if it's in another
language? You just
language?
Make it up! That's the damn bit!
Oh.
I paused right. it for a second. There's more.
Oh, no, I already got it. Okay.
All right, keep going.
No, I got it. Come on.
Nah!
All right.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a? Qu'est-ce qu'il y a? Means something. piano music.
Come on, I got it. I know it already.
Are you just going to scream John Wilkes Booth?
No. That would be funny, though.
Crying. Will knows what that sounds like.
A woman crying. All right.
All right. Okay, Will, so it's called Amore, right?
You go.
And it's Austrian?
Yes.
Can you tell us why they're speaking French?
That's why I said I need to tell you what country it's from. And
it's probably foreign finance. It's the same way that, like, sometimes Spain. No, sometimes they'll make, like, in Spain, an English language movie. I saw some fucking horrible one with Clive Owen the other day. So all right,
well, here's what it's about.
What do you think it's about?
All right, here's what it's about. It's not even what I think. It's
I need
what
to
I
marinate
know.
And formulate.
Yeah. God, those fucking tits.
This could be like a two-hour show. All
right. So the guy is an ex-Nazi, right?
Oh, God.
And because he's Austrian, and Austrians are Nazis.
They're the biggest Nazis of all.
And that's they're commie Nazis.
Yeah.
So he's seeking in refuge in France because for some unfortunate reason, you know, his past is illegal. And, you know, the Jews seeking gold and they're trying to sue him and whatnot to put that
those
gold
fucking Jews.
In their Jew cave that was built in the early 60s. All right, then she's a fake Holocaust camp survivor, you know, that sort of thing that was never proven to be real. And she's seeking refuge in France.
Even Arena's
because
laughing.
She's trying to escape her past because being a Jew is illegal. Because sometimes laws make sense.
Where is this? Will Sylvania?
All right, no, this is France, right? So they're both seeking refuge in France. Then they bump into each other like, hey, I know you. And then he sticks a baguette.
We let you out.
Then he sticks a baguette up her cunt and yells, that's some more.
Oh my God.
That's the
I can't be
movie.
Mad at that, and I also don't know how you can top that.
Yeah, I'll have to go first on these. So Will can now shtick
you can
me.
Guess the next one. How about that? Because right. That was pretty good.
That's amore. You fucking whore. If Will scripted it.
He shoves a baguette up her cunt. He says, that's amore. And then the screen fades to black and says, Finn.
Fiend. And then at the end of the credits, it comes back for 3 seconds. Enjoy the yeast infection you whore.
You dirty animal whore. That was pretty much what it says on Wikipedia.
All right, good. One for
what
one.
What is the actual explanation?
It's about a couple. One of them goes catatonic, the woman. And they're both music teachers.
Oh, God. See, I was going to say a sad disease love.
Would it be like the one time I hooked up with some drunk bitch and started fingering her ass and pussy like a bowling ball while she's passed out?
Wait, she did that to herself
you
or you did that to her?
Gray rape on the show.
Oh, my God.
Well, no. I mean, it was Tina, so I fucked her later.
That's true.
I was just like, God.
You can't legally read. That girl's such a whore, you legally couldn't rape her.
Like, she's just snoring. I was like, Jesus, I wonder if I shove
like a
my
stranger could
her.
Walk up to that woman and stick his cock in her mouth, and she's like, ah, it would have happened in 15 anyhow.
Oh, my God.
All right, next one. Let's go.
Okay.
This one's all me. So let me flip your mic off and the laptop's mic on.
Give me a second.
All right.
Let's talk for a second because I got to bring this up.
Let's get it lubed and primed. This is some dynamite talking.
Oh, this is actually ready on the go.
And what is this all movie right. called?
This movie is called Kon-Tiki.
Kon-Tiki? I know what that's about.
It's in Norway.
That spells shit on the boat.
C-U-N-T-E-E-K-Y.
C-U-N-T-E-E-K.
It's just like the tour company that takes 20-year-old singles on a fuck fest around
Kon-Tiki,
Europe.
Kon-Tiki, yeah. A fuck raft. All right, when do we switch mics?
Or you can do it now.
Ooh. Ba-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da. This is in English. This one is in hard.
What the fuck?
Just the beginning.
Just the accents are foreign.
I am the French. Okay. Mr. Hardo, doubtless the story of Norwegians drowning in the Pacific will sell a lot of magazines. But not this one. You want your theory to be accepted? Then go ahead. Drift from Peru to Polynesia on a balsa wood raft. says fucking Contiki. You can turn off right here. I read this book when I was a kid. Some asshole builds a raft, and they say that he can't do it, and he builds a raft and goes somewhere on the raft.
And then he sticks a tiki torch up a bitch's twat. Yeah,
he finds a name.
On tiki.
It says, that's
Contiki.
Fucking extinguishes it in her vag like the Olympic flame.
It actually looks pretty good. There's a lot of sharks in this movie.
Didn't they just make this fucking movie like 10 years ago?
Norway, I guess.
I've never heard that word before.
Look, Contiki?
Then again, I haven't read a book since like.
Oh, this is like a little kid's book. This is, you read this along with John Belair's and Lone Wolf.
I don't remember. Contiki?
Contiki. It was like, oh,
how's
rat.
It actually spell? Because I keep picturing cunt and then tiki.
So. I think it's like K-O-N-T-I-K. Yeah, I definitely know Contiki.
Fucking African bullshit.
I was read Contiki in class, I think. It was about some
African booty scratcher.
I'm from Africa. Yeah, it's some guy who's like, there's no way someone made this trip using this raft. And then he's like, fuck you. I'll show you using my Contiki. And then he builds a raft.
And the National Geographic Society has something to say about it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what the drama is. Like,
this sounds terrible, Michael.
All right. Option three.
Okay, so this movie is called No. It's from Chile.
It's Will's least favorite movie ever.
What do you mean? I screamed at you. Give.
Whenever you guys are ready, let me know.
All right, I fucked
mics. I speak Espanol, so I can already tell you that no means no. In Espanol.
No means sí.
Only on opposite day, which is any day I feel like raping.
Oh, my.
Any day ending in Y. Wanna be a rock superstar? God, the tits and the figure on that fucking box next door. Holy shit.
I don't think that's how this movie starts. Maybe we should have vetted these a little more thoroughly. Sounds like coffee getting made so far.
The fuck is this Ferris Bueller's Spanish day off?
Ferris Bueller's day off. Hey, hold on.
Pero means butt or dog. Depends on how many R's.
Is that enough? Do you guys have enough?
Yes, because the audio just goes to complete shit. That's the worst idea we've ever had, shoving the mic up. All
right.
We all sound like echoey tin monsters.
Can I guess?
Go for it.
Yeah,
this one's yours.
All right. Anytime someone asks for a ticket to that movie, the cashier says no because it fucking stinks. Next.
I was going to say anyone asks for a refund after seeing it, they hear no. You should have known better.
What's it actually about?
So it's about advertisers in the 80s. The historical moment the film captures is when advertising tactics came to be widely used in political campaigns. The campaign in question was the historic 1988 plebiscite of the Chilean citizenry.
Vote for old Dutch.
Over whether or not
or the schmuggies will take over.
What does this have to do with Pablo
Escobar? Dictatorship.
Okay.
All right.
So, like, the tactics we'd been using in our Jesus-fearing white country, they finally started using in, like, 86?
Oh, so Frank was better.
We're still using that.
You see that piece of shit up there? I never fucking like him.
Okay, this
good-looking
movie...
lady tiger.
Girls like ice cream.
All right.
This movie is called...
Just jutting them out now. Sorry.
Are you talking to me about
no,
me?
No, she's doing like the fucking like I'm king of the world Titanic thing. She's
you know her
queen
nips
of the tits.
Like, just point up.
Oh,
oh my god.
I know. They write so high on it. Like they look like they're fake, but they're real. Like there's just enough lopsidedness.
I'm gonna
so
tell
you, know
you a secret,
real.
Guys. What? The girl's wearing a Wonder Bra. When she takes it off, you're gonna wonder where her tits went.
Oh, I'm gonna
sorry.
Wonder why there's a cock in her panties.
No, it is kind of disgusting, like padded bras and shit. Very deceptive.
Oh, so much more deceptive than a man lying about his income, by far.
I don't lie about shit. Fuck it.
All right, really? This movie.
I do.
This next
sure,
movie,
I'm going to pull out, honey.
This next movie is called A Royal Affair. It's from Denmark. Ready?
Hold on. Yeah.
Damn. Go.
Oh, bad audio. Echoey.
Wait,
audio.
Don't the Danes also speak English?
No.
Hold on. Sounds like English to me.
There's the English.
I was an innocent. Married simply for political union.
Sounds like M from Bond.
Jeg, kong Christian den 7. erklærer hermed krig mod lort.
To a man who cared little for me.
Drikke, jeg kan godt lide luder med store bryster. Jeg kan godt lide
Okay, hold on. I have to pause this.
I'll flip it.
Because he just said, I like to drink. I like big-breasted hookers.
Wow, so someone's stolen our shtick and doing it in Danish. Those fucking copyright infringing sons of bitches.
And then this guy responds to him, what's wrong with that?
Wait, are you reading the message board comments?
Is this just like a blonde blue Will?
There's subtitles.
Oh, but weren't they speaking in English?
No, this part they were speaking in Danish.
The audio is bugging me.
You were too busy. Your ears are blocked by your tits.
They say like, narchy, darchy, darchy, do.
What's Lars?
He
the drummer
is Danish.
From Metallica. Right.
He's a Dane, yes, along with King Diamond.
Oh,
there's your metal impression. Fact of the day.
Are you ready for more?
That almost sounded like Butthead.
Oh, I sound like. Oh, yeah.
I hear
a sword fight, so I guess this is old timey.
His influence grew. His grip on the king tightened. While he gave Christian back his mind, what he gave to me was more powerful. Far more dangerous.
Jeg er gammel.
Er det sandt?
Nej. Du ødelægger mit lands trone.
Jeg kan gøre lige, hvad der passer mig.
Kongen er sat til at direkte
en oplysningsmand.
Hey.
It's just
I have a guess too, but okay. So we'll both go.
Well, I'm gonna go with a legit one. It's just a shitty modern Hamlet. Some like evil uncle kills this guy and doesn't kill the little kid, and the little kid grows up and gets vengeance for his pops. Something tender like that.
It's called A Royal Affair.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of fucking.
Or in Dutch, en Koninklijk Affair.
Ooh, that's a hot language right there.
Yeah.
I'm gonna leave the funny lifting to Will.
I'm gonna go. It's about a cuckold king who likes to see the queen taking miles of black dick.
This is every movie according to Will. It's this white box getting filled with the never-ending logjam of black dicks.
It's about the mentally ill king Christian the. I can't tell what Roman numerals
Christian the macaroni arted.
Of Denmark and focuses on the romance between the queen and the royal physician.
All right, so I was close.
Okay.
That was pretty close. Although the king
the
did.
The royal cock.
In the scene after he talks about how he loves hookers and big-breasted hookers and drinking, he's fencing with this other guy and he says, why did I marry this cow? Make her fun to the physician.
And he's like, I'm milking that cow. Why don't you put on this male chastity belt? We can watch in the
It'll
corner.
Keep you from getting hard. Oh, God. All right. Are there a bunch of these or are we wrapped up?
That's the last one, but there's some interesting looking documentary films. Do you want to keep going?
No, just because the audio is bad. The okay. Idea is good. The execution was poor. I blame myself.
Oh, I did.
Please
work
lift
on this.
That mic up. It's pointing straight down. It looks like a flaccid cock, and it's making me feel weak. Bend it upward so it looks proud and mighty, just like my penis while I record.
Okay, I don't want to touch it You're now.
Ratchet it up further.
Like
now
nine
it just looks
by
like
six penis.
Now it looks like it's fucking half at attention. I'm gonna fix it because that just doesn't.
Why
look
don't you
potent.
Fix it after the show?
No, there it is. Will bent it so it's fucking. It's
priapism.
Yeah, exactly. It's
shooting at the
its
sky.
Its little eye is facing the heavens, ready to do potent work for the Lord. All right, okay, we got the Redskins to do, and then we can wrap that shit up. B.
I had to read you the opening from the USA Today article on this.
Okay.
So, reports, Denver Redskins players duped by fake woman.
If you're going to read the article, you need to put out the whole story. You need to do all the prep.
the story, like Monte Teo, four Redskins have come forward because they said they were duped by a fake online woman.
Why would you admit that?
I just want everyone to know that since riding high and beating Dallas for the final playoff spot, my team, because yes, I am personally involved with this team, has only managed to cripple its all-star quarterback and flush its entire future down the shitter. And now it's coming forward with this. It's nice to know that after being known for 7 weeks worth of victories and not being an NFL laughingstock, we're literally right back where we started. Now proceed.
Is he fucked up from his surgery?
I mean, it's so early to tell. He's already recovered from it once. But, yeah, you only got so many ligaments that you can just rip out of your other knee to mash in to replace them.
I saw reports that he started physical therapy literally after coming out of surgery.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Fucking, were they whipping him on the way?
No, it's the same sort of bullheaded shit that got him in the here to begin with. He's like, oh, I can play. I'm only a running quarterback in a knee brace the size of an elephant's cock, but I can play just fine.
So the beginning of this USA Today article about the Redskins coming forward, it says, back in the day when unknown surgically enhanced women approached random pro football players, they were usually just prostitutes sent by Lawrence Taylor to tire rivals out before games.
Great stick. Do you know that one?
No. Fucking LTs.
LT used to send hookers to opponents' bedrooms at 2 in the morning, and when free pussy's just there.
Like the night before a game?
Yeah. They would just bang these hookers from like 2 until 7.
Wait, why is he doing this on his dime and not like the owner or the coach?
I don't know. I guess they couldn't let it get too high up. You know, it's like Ollie North
selling
guns instead of Reagan. And they would be all tired and fucked up the next day with like pulled hammies and shit like that. And all their potent pipe. Seed had been drained right out of them. Yeah. So there you go.
That's what helps them play so well.
LT.
And they were all 16.
Don't do crack.
So do you know which players came forward?
No.
I don't think anyone is, named a name.
That's what I'm saying. It's like the most vague article I've ever heard.
Well, you want to give the details, Arena?
I'm still kind of going
say
through
shit,
them.
I'll pretty much give it to you. Some chick, I forgot her Twitter handle, she used as her avatar a picture of what looks like either a Latin or an Asian porn star and just switched the hair color.
CJ Miles.
CJ Miles. Look her
is
up.
Is the
well.
Porn star?
Yeah.
How the hell do I know? She's not a star if I don't know her.
Dude, there's just so many porn starlets out there.
I know most.
The Redskins were duped by a fan using the pseudonym Sydney Ackerman.
Yeah. This Sydney Ackerman took the CJ Miles picture.
CJ Miles is apparently a player for the Utah Jazz.
Keep looking.
It says, as opposed to the NBA player of the same name.
Okay, so these
God damn
four...
it, when did they switch to fucking Bing? It stinks. I want to use Google.
Who used Bing?
Fucking Apple.
Why did some man look in the studio and smile at me? Why isn't it Big Tits McGillicuddy over there doing the same? So these four players were duped by a woman who I guess tweeted them and was like, follow me. And regardless of how famous you are, if some piece of ass is like, hey, give me a quick follow so we can DM... I'm sure you do it for a bit, and then
I know who this is. I've seen this girl on Twitter.
Have you really?
At Red Riding Hood.
Yeah, at Red Riding
Hood. Wait, you've seen
the
fake one?
Her pictures were really hot.
Wait, yeah, I'm sure, and she's probably just using this porn star's pictures. No shit.
Are you using the fake? You saying you saw the fake one on Twitter or the real porn star?
I mean, I saw this.
No, this.
No, she looked a little different.
So these four guys were tricked by this woman who was just using fake pictures, like old school AIM style, you know what I mean? Just like you direct connect and it's like, here's my picture, send yours, and send this big fake awesome looking photo.
She's pretty hot and nice, big fake tits, and yeah, it's gonna work with black dudes because like they, like everyone else, don't want to sleep with black women if they don't want to undergo the stigma of sleeping with a
white
chick.
Twitter actually took that
Asian
down.
Is always the way out. Yeah, dude, she got some fucking big fakers.
So,
nice.
These four guys were told at various times this with this,
fucking
hello.
Saigon
oh, she
whore.
Looks like a dude, though. Like, in the lid. That looks
what
like.
The fuck about a woman's face?
That
Jesus
looks like,
Christ.
Oh, cock surprise. Like, Thai ladyboy shit right under the pants.
Look at those fucking
she looks
tits.
Like a hybrid.
Yeah.
Like all right, here. This
like
is
Howard.
A softer picture. Hold on.
Oh, I thought you meant boy-girl hybrid.
No.
I mean, still kind of trainish because all the
makeup. Yeah, she looks way better there.
Yeah.
Shouldn't look like surprise.
Oh, nothing better.
So this chick would DM them and I guess try to actually solicit a meeting. Was that what made this awkward? And these four different Redskins, who you think could really get some box on their own, got stood up by this fake online girl. The same way, like, a fat little nerd.
So it's probably some guy who just wants to, like, ask him about... This is like,
I don't know if that's a guy shtick, because it's really creepy to go that far with it if you're male. I think it's ugly woman stuff. That, like, just a not very attractive girl wants to feel attractive and, like, pursued by Redskins.
Or some super creepy fucking fanboy who wanted to, like, ask him questions.
That would
questions.
Be creepy as shit. Yeah, if...
He just wants cock pics.
No, no. It would be great if you tried to keep it away from that, and it was just, like, every other DM is just a fucking black pipe photo. And he's like, oh, that's not really what I wanted to talk about. Remember that play you made last week?
So what did it feel like to outflank Miles Austin?
He's like, bitch, you know a lot about this game.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so that's what happened. Apparently, it got around the clubhouse that this girl had been hitting up a lot of them. I suppose after, it said what, after one or two of them had been stood up, if you will, that it got around like, hey, this chick is hitting up Redskins, watch the fuck out. So she's obviously like D.C. or Maryland-based. She's a local gal.
Well, she could be for A, but yeah, I mean,
who the hell would give
follow the rat's
ass
shit to
exactly?
Me. I don't know, man, about RG3, you know. We're actually like a target of,
but she's like 17,000 followers. You don't get that over the span of one season unless she was doing like gaped pick of the week. So it's just funny as shit to me that a pro athlete who can get really, especially you go to a club in D.C., I guess not every white broad's going to be receptive to a muscular black dude, but you want to crush any black ass you can.
That and probably like, because if they know you're an athlete, it's not like you're a musician and you're in town for one night only. I was thinking about that. Like, they might actually
yeah,
try,
you're in
like,
town every other week of the season.
And play the fucking, like, game, like, wine and dine me. Like, I bet you, like, athletes probably get that shit a lot
well,
more
I think athletes,
star.
That's why they love setting up with certain women outside of town. So it's like, if you're a Redskin, you probably love cultivating Dallas pussy, Philly pussy, New York pussy.
Yeah.
Arena thoughts?
Everyone in the
on
division.
Pussy cultivation?
I think that's a great idea.
Okay. You're like, I cultivate cock around the globe. Got my Beijing cock.
I'm all, like, hey, my Norway inches. Fans.
Exactly. Foreign cock in every
yes,
port.
Yes, I'm queen
arena.
From Papa's basement.
Fucking gumbo cock down in Norway.
Let me wine yeah. and dine you.
But Will's right. You can't do the same thing because if you're a Redskin... You can't shit the
you
bed too hard in D.C.
Or Leesburg, and
yeah.
everyone knows it.
They'll come looking for you. You can't just fucking knock these girls up and not expect a knock at the door.
And probably most of them, I mean, I'm sure the married guys do the same shit. I think all the ones who came for this were single, but I mean, yeah.
Why wouldn't you? I think so many athletes are from these, like, country backgrounds and shit where they're just married at 19.
Yeah, all these assholes, like, when it's like, oh, they're winning the Heisman, they're fucking engaged.
Yeah,
22,
which is mind blowing to me.
It's ridiculous.
I've barely figured out my own shit, and I really haven't in any actual sense of that phrase. But I'm getting a grasp of who I am around 28,
yeah,
and you're going
yeah.
to commit to one person emotionally and sexually for life at 22.
And some of them haven't even banged them yet because it's Christian bullshit.
Oh, it's the same with the Army. Guys go off and they're married at 18, 19.
Well, they do that because they actually
well,
get paid
benefits,
more,
yeah. But it's just, it's this weird subsection of the country, which I guess, like, shows we're not from there, that I'm describing it as this weird
no,
fucking
like,
demo.
No,
and
it's
not
weird.
The entire
we're
heartland
weird
swath.
Compared to, like, most of the country. When,
yeah.
like, you're our age and, like, we don't have any kids.
Yeah.
But it's, like, in New York, here, like, more progressive areas, we're kind of normal. And even at our age, someone has a kid. Like,
so just ew. Take... imagine a regular guy married at that age. Even they're just dying for some strange by like 28, 29. It's like, oh my fucking God,
fucking
what did I do?
Fat Sal.
Now, picture you're a famous virile athlete. You have just bull semen inside you. Like, it isn't even human. You're so dripping with testosterone, and you're supposed to stay faithful, and you've got opportunities out the ass.
This cuck fantasy of yours.
No, yeah. And then you cream pie my wife. I'm just saying, these guys are like, they got testosterone off the scales compared to us, and you and I can't even stay faithful. And they could, like, fucking punch through a 2x4.
I don't know.
It's just that much.
Why do you assume that?
Why?
I like to think that some of these guys stay faithful.
No, they can't.
No man could. I don't know why he thinks they're all like super.
Yeah, I guess you have that much.
Have you really been like? Have you not been around actual football players ever? They look like fucking freaks. Like they could be hired to play giants in the next like Lord of the Rings movie, and not compared to the little short guys either. I mean, like they're just.
Well, that probably
big.
Turns off like most women, except for Veronica.
Like, I like.
I mean,
guys.
Not all of them. Like some of the skill players, skill positions aren't fucking that big, but some of them are just.
I do like large, big.
Yeah, I mean, some of them, it's like you straddle the line between human and some sort of weird breeding experiment.
Like bodybuilders.
It's a difference from a bodybuilder. Bodybuilder, as big as they get, you can tell is kind of for show. You can tell with these guys, they are built to hurt. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, hurt your vag.
They're fucking steroid-wrecked cocks.
I don't know. It's just, they must be such easy game. For getting hit on and seduced like this.
Yeah, because they're probably, most of them aren't good looking. Most of them don't look like fucking like Tom Brady or Mark Sanchez.
Fucking
big,
Tom
ugly
Brady
fucking
looks like
oafs.
A lesbian.
Oh, Tom. The best picture ever is him going down that water slide.
What?
You've never seen the Tom Brady water slide photo?
No.
Hold on.
Do you mean when he's crying before his draft?
He's screaming.
When he was crying.
He's like screaming like a little girl with his hands in the air. It's fucking hilarious. Hold on, let me punch it up while you guys make nice before the end of the show.
Stare this.
She's leaving us soon. It's
yeah. God, I want to fucking squeeze
her
fucking milkers.
You like this right here?
You need to get some fake ones that exceed hers.
Yeah, now I'm really gonna go do it.
Do it.
All right.
You don't want to be talked about the way she is. Revered.
You know I do. That's
yeah.
what I like.
You don't want to be standing on the other side of that glass with
a verbal fucking.
Yeah.
Here he is going down the water slide, screaming like a little chick.
He looks like a little bitch. A little girl just looked at that picture and called him a bitch.
Fucking bitch tit. He stinks.
Look, his hands are up like he's conducting a gay orchestra.
I'm glad those fucking cheaters got their asses handed to him.
I doesn't fucking.
They should get their fucking Super Bowl wins stripped.
Those pieces of shit. I could not be happier that they just lose and lose and lose.
Oh, God, that made me so happy.
And they are the elite of the elite. Like, just no one's had that record over that
span
of time.
So why can't they, like, pull the rabbit out of the hat now that they got busted?
You know, that really could be the reason. So anyone have any insight into the fake Redskins girl? Did we want to talk about our embarrassing meeting fake people online? Or are we just going to say, hey, guess what? We've hit the time limit for the show.
I've never met anyone fake.
You've never had to deal with anyone fake?
No. I mean, like, spam bullshit? Like, what are you talking about?
Like, people using fake photos and stuff like that. Back in the infancy of the internet.
No. Like, well, I mean, I didn't really, like, start nailing chicks online until, like, MySpace.
I just don't get why these Redskins players are trying to bang chicks off the internet when they can just bang chicks in real life.
Because it's
funny, isn't it? But that's why. It's easy. It's simple as that. It's like, as much as they have options in real life, they're lazy, like the rest of us. Like, you could go to Redbox, but Netflix exists. It's the same thing. He could go to a bar and fuck probably, I don't know, half
every
the girls or
there.
Something. Yeah. But some girl's DMing him or tweeting him being like, hey, follow me. And then she DMs. She's like, hey, cutie, I want your cock or whatever the hell she says.
Yeah, people are more flirtatious like that. Like, any chick, even if they're going to bang you, they're not going to be like, hey, fuck me at a bar. Maybe like one in a million.
Yeah, the real class act.
Some, if they're like,
so, Will, what are the classy ladies that approach you say?
Oh, again, just bullshit. And then,
did your voice just crack?
No,
no,
I just do the fucking falsetto sometimes. But
lemon,
what do they say?
I don't know.
Has a chick ever come up to you and been like, blah blah?
Have you
blah.
Ever got any pussy from your band?
Yeah,
really? Okay.
And a lot of it, again, through Twitter. Just fucking talking.
No,
to
I mean, and that's what I'm saying, because I get pussy through the show. Well, yeah, no, I do. But do you ever perform live and some chicks, like, in the audience of legal age? Let's put that out there. A lot of little kid metalheads in this area.
Yeah, like, not. I mean, I've met chicks that way.
Okay, but it's never been like we're going.
That night?
We're going to go to the Days Inn and make some fuck. Because that's how women talk.
Not really, no. Because, I mean, usually it's like...
I've always wondered that.
These are going to be my two least favorite episodes because I've barely said anything on them.
You were good in them. Don't worry.
Why? They're probably the funniest. I never listened to this shit heap when I'm not on it. Imagine it stinks like an old woman's
cunt.
Hey,
we'll take what we can get. We'll take whatever listeners we can get.
Let's wrap up. I want to go home and nap. I'm fucking beat. I'm full of AIDS or something.
I feel like I just got AIDS from
this
show.
And I
want to
walk out and stare at this chick's tits, like accidentally, quote unquote, bump into her. Arena, don't put your head down like that.
I want to cry. This chick is not hot.
It's just, have you seen like what's been in this radio station?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, Arena, we're starving men.
You guys have eyes outside of the radio station.
I know, but just I guess it's weird because you see it in this environment. It's like if an average-looking chick walked into a prison. You know what I'm saying?
Do you remember when even average tail would walk into JFK? How's that? And everyone would go ape shit because we're just used to fat DJs.
If any tail walked in there, that's true.
We were like fucking monkeys throwing their shit against the wall. And
yeah, I remember when
fucking multiple migs.
The junkies, when we had the Feed the Silly show where they had like the hot chicks come in for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and they were probably quote unquote hot chicks.
Well, like
right?
My friend that I brought in was hot. She's a Playboy girl, but the other two pigs.
Who's this? Wait, who's this Playboy friend of yours?
She just moved to Florida. Sorry.
She was here?
Yeah, she wasn't going to fuck you either. Anyways, sorry, Will.
Why?
She's only into black dudes.
She's not into charming personalities. That's why.
Was she like a real Playboy chick or was she like one of those cyber girls?
That's a real Playboy chick.
No, it's not. They're fucking like
I find the cyber girls way more fuckable. I'll be honest. I love the cyber girls.
So it's just any bitch like from the internet, basically?
No, it's kind of their B squad almost, but
JV.
Yeah, I find them hotter. Some of them are just amazing. Like there's this one ginger with these huge tits,
happy trails and C-section scars.
My brother's really good friend was like one of the girls like back in the day, and I opened the Playboy issue at my like ex-boyfriend's frat, and I was like, oh my God, I have to call her and congratulate her. And I'm just like looking at this naked picture of my brother's friend. And he's like, you guys have a weird relationship. I was like, I'm just saying.
Did your brother put a whippet on her cunt?
I don't know.
Why not?
All right, Charm City Devil.
let's punch
out
of
here. Right. You've been listening to Papa's Basement. Again, I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. You want to get a hold of me on Twitter?
Dude,
and
she's
why wouldn't
over.
You? Do, whoa! Oh shit! Shit!
Jesus
why?
Christ.
Why am I not facing them? Why am I not facing them? I only see the side of it. She doesn't have much ass. She got white girl ass, but it's okay.
Pretty nice ass.
It's okay. She got them tits. Okay, at papasbasement.com for all sorts of witty banter like this. Arena, I'll give you a second billing because you look so beaten.
Cervix like a walnut.
I feel like what Will wants to do to her cervix, exactly.
Arena is at Girl Knows Sports on Twitter. Get a hold of her.
Bite her ass like an apple.
That's what everyone should say about Arena, and that's why
she's
you DM
looking
her.
At us. I wonder if she can hear us like perfectly.
That'd be great.
Clear.
Like we just had some accidental monitor feed. It's just potted up over there.
She's got like the cops in there.
Oh no. Don't have the cops. She'd just be buying a camera to film the best night of her life. Will, if girls, I know you heard this and you're like,
they're like walking out of there now.
How could I be that?
I wish I could put
hurry
this in my
fuck
life.
Up.
Hurry, Will, into the hallway. Hurry.
Or I was going to say at Boy Knows Sports, but no, it's at Gray Sky Eternal with a G R E Y and at Billy Basil. Show's website
and
in papasbasement.com.
In hospital bathrooms.
That didn't happen.
Oh, shit. We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show?
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.